5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my lord, my voice.
Wow, what a bad start to 2019.
You are listening to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we do all of the cool Fresno stuff that you have become so accustomed to. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Hi, Josh. Welcome. Oh, my gosh. Rasp. 2019.
We are in 2019.
It's so cool.
Officially.
It's everything I hoped it would be.
It is the future. It is now.
The future
is now. We are living in the future.
We are living in the Blade Runner year.
That's what I heard.
The Blade Runner year. So if you're a Blade Runner fan,
I am.
We don't quite look like Blade Runner.
Right.
Ed predicted, but
I am wondering though a lot of people whether or not they might be androids.
Yeah, so, we don't know yet. Big reveal in 2019
is that we are all, not all of us, some of us are androids.
Yeah, we don't know which ones.
We don't know which ones.
They're in there.
All right, so this is the end of the year, start of the year podcast, I think. Maybe we'll talk about some stuff that happened in 2018, wrap that all up, put a bow on it, send it away, and then talk about 2019 and what's going to be happening, at least in the first little bit, since it is January.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how that works, I don't know. I'm just throwing
one of the worst months in Fresno.
January?
Yeah.
Really?
Sucks.
Okay, explain.
It's cold.
It's cold.
And it's, a lot of times it's foggy, and it's that high fog. It hasn't been recently just because of our climate.
Global warming
is all weird
just
now.
Go ahead and say global climate change.
But there are times where January just has that high fog all January. You don't see the sun.
There's no sun. It's just
It hasn't been yet,
right?
Because we've had storms.
No, we're gonna get there though.
But we'll have those, and I hate them.
It is definitely cold, and I realize that it's not cold. Comparatively, right?
So like, and Buffalo's shut up.
We're not Green Bay or whatever, but it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets to 40, 40, 50 degrees during the day, like when it's, noon and it's like 45, 50 degrees outside, there's something wrong. And especially because we're not prepared. You know, I think, so you live in Buffalo or whatever, at a certain point you're going to bring out the mittens and shorts. I still see that guy shorts and a hoodie with flip-flops, walking through. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that joke before. Like, it was so cold, Fresno today, I didn't wear my flip-flops.
I put on shoes. I wore my Birkenstock instead.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway,
so
interesting.
What?
I never really thought about it being the worst month, but I could maybe see that.
August is rough too. I mean
January
and August, those are the two worst months to me, because there's not a whole lot going on either month.
Right, and it's,
They're both the extreme weather conditions of
you can't get
the season.
Out. You can't get outside really to do anything. Mm. Yesterday,
the mountains are the on both situations. The mountains are the respite.
Here's the thing, though. Right now, you ain't gonna be able to get up the mountain.
Can't go to Yosemite.
You can't go to Yosemite. You can't go to
poop everywhere.
You can't go to
everyone just pooping everywhere in Yosemite.
Poop. Like, I don't understand. I mean, I do understand. Here's the thing: the government shuts down, and so the staffing levels there are minimal. The government shuts down, and suddenly people, it's like, oh, it's free?
Yeah, I can poop anywhere I want.
And also, there's no laws. It's like the purge up in the national park.
That's what it looks like. From all the articles they're writing about Yosemite right now, whether it's the Bee or San Francisco Chronicle or
and
whatever.
Everyone's doing it.
I'm just like, it's the Yosemite sounds like the purge up there. You're like, anything could happen to you up there.
People are driving down the wrong way on street because
who cares?
There's no laws up here, right?
Laws.
Government shut down. It's insane.
Well, I wonder, I guess the Madera County Sheriff must have to go up there. I mean, have to be patrolling there still.
Yeah, I mean, and then the other day, I guess someone died up there, fell in a river, something happened. And it was kind of like no one, there wasn't anyone to call to talk to. It was like, I guess, you know, because you, like, reporters will be calling the public information officers, but they're not working because they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
So there's no one there, you know, so it's like this whole chain you got to go through. And then finally someone's like, oh, yeah, I think maybe someone, yeah, that is, that happened.
Well, we'll check that out.
Any other information? No.
No.
Like, all right. Yeah, it's so it seems kind of crazy. Don't, here's the thing, don't go up there until, I mean, just don't, just stay home until the government is back. Or if you do go up there, just be a human being.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like don't realize, be prepared and understand that, like, okay.
Don't act like you do when you go to Pismo and you go to the beach and you leave all your crap all over the beach. Like, screw it, Pismo.
Yeah, just, you know, pick, carry whatever you take in there, bring it out.
Pack it in, pack out.
You got, yeah. You
pack it out.
This is something that I didn't know. If you're in the backwoods and you, you poop, you're going to dig a hole 2 feet.
Oh, I didn't know the exact measurements.
Apparently, yeah. So it's 2 feet. You dig a hole, poop in there, cover it back up.
That's how you do it. Remember that, people. So let's
remember that if you're out in the, and actually, truthfully, now look, I don't want people like digging up holes in public property around town or whatever. But if you're gonna
just in the lot, said 2 feet.
No, because look, if you walk around downtown, and this is actually a conversation that I would like to have, I don't know who I need to talk to, but we sorely need some public restrooms downtown because I'm tired of walking downtown. Seeing poop on the ground, it's smelling like pee everywhere. And three, every single business and restaurant now has a sign that says restrooms for customers only. And it's sad because it means that there are people that need to use it and they can't.
I understand that for a business owner because you want to make cleaning
100%, 100%
random stuff. But yeah, I wonder about that because what's the solution? Because what do other cities do with that? Because, well, I San Francisco apparently doesn't have any system because San Francisco just smells. It's just the whole city smells like urine.
Well, they were having that whole problem where they had lampposts falling over because the urine was like eating away. Yeah, and so they even had this thing where there's this paint that you can buy that you spray on stuff, and the way it's designed, it like there's splashback. And so if you pee on the thing, it gets it all over you.
Yeah.
So they had to try all these things because their light lampposts were falling down because people were the acid and whatever. I don't know. I feel like even just because
if you had
those
public restrooms, I mean, I need to see a city that does that, and she is like, yeah, the restrooms are messed up, but at least it's better than being on the street.
Because you know that, like, the restrooms will, I mean, the big thing is that whatever you do build, it's going to need to be cleaned.
It's going to be highly maintained. It's going to need to be highly maintained.
I was thinking, I think there's those kind that, like, are kind of self-cleaning, and they just sit there and you pay a quarter or whatever, something like that, or token. I don't know exactly how it works. But something like that, even if there was one, would be nice. And then it's something that at least people can use, and at least it feels like, hey, because to me, it's like, there are people out there who need to use the bathroom. I get it.
There are people.
I don't want you peeing on buildings.
Right. And there are non-homeless people that needed too. If people are like, screw the homeless, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're actual just regular people too that are just like.
The difference is, you know, I know that I can always go in and buy a soda or whatever if I need to, you know.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, tangent. What were we talking about before all that?
Some things that pop up and that was from last year.
Okay, yeah. Let's dig into 2018.
We need to acknowledge.
Let's
from
dig
last
into 2018.
What right now? What was in your head?
Livingstone to me is like the biggest. And it's not really
it hasn't missed a step, huh?
No.
It's just like full on.
It's full on the exact.
Full on Livingston's.
It's probably the same people that were there, you know, 3 years ago, still
it's like
sitting.
They've been waiting outside.
At the same table. Yeah, they just like, oh, you're open again. Good. And they just sat down.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, I was there last night, like at, I don't know, one. I was almost there till 2 o'clock And it was just, yeah, people there hanging out, like,
restrooms
staying
now.
Outside. I have not been in.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just, I just hang out outside on the little patio. Okay. I didn't even go, I'm sorry, I didn't even go into the patio.
Oh.
I just stood on the other side talking to people.
Oh, yeah, the parking lot. When you're
the parking
in there,
lot, right.
You can't walk by and expect to just be able to walk by. But that patio is raging. Somebody's going to go, hey.
That's exactly what happened. So I'm walking by. I band with played a show at Strummer's. Walking by, going to my car, and I see the dudes from Sleepover Disaster. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go talk to them. And before I could, so Jamie, Cockamamie Jamie's like, hey, like, and I'm like, hey.
I'm Cockamamie Jamie.
So then I stop there and I'm like, hey. And then I go over there and I'm talking to them and then other people. And you know, it was kind of nice for a person who doesn't get out all that much anymore. Like, I'm out, but, you know, yeah. To see a lot of people that I haven't seen before and have them be super excited to be like, hey, man. Mm-hmm. You're out here with us.
You're out here in the tower.
It felt cool.
It's
I also
back.
Don't get out into the tower all that much.
I wonder
much
how because, I haven't been yet since Livingston's opened up. It's been, you know, December's crazy. There's
that
so
is
much
true.
So
that
much
true.
Personally going on and everything.
Right. But, and it opened right, you know, right. Within a week before Christmas or something.
Hopefully next weekend I'll go back. But
very good.
Like, I wonder how or if it's like that rising tide floats all boats thing where like all the other businesses are
we'll
like
start to do better
or
because
doing
yeah.
better Could or be. If they're doing worse, like if is all the business over there now or something, which is
that is a good question. That is a good question.
And now that Full Circle and Audie's Full
Audie's,
Circle.
So Full
is
Circle
open as well.
Olympic is what it's called.
Full Circle
Olympic. So that's the old Club Fred Audie's Olympic
right.
spot. It was taken over by
Full Circle.
I'm sorry, it was the old Club Fred Audie's Olympic spot taken mm-hmm. over by Full Circle as their tap room. Reopened. Looks way. I haven't been inside yet. I peeked through the window yesterday. I've seen pictures. It looks way different than it
they,
did before.
They so. Cleaned it. They stripped it down.
Stripped it down.
Looks like from everything.
But there's,
which
you
is
know,
good.
They put probably. A mural. Well, so they kept the back door, the sticker door.
That's good.
The old school
good,
sticker
good,
door.
Good thought.
And. They hired Josh Wigger to come in and paint a mural on the inside, so they
good,
have a brand new mural by
there.
Him. The sound system apparently, the stage and sound system is awesome and set up. They don't have the shag carpet anymore. They tore all that
yeah,
down.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's you know, and they've already started booking shows and have some really good like seems like good shows and the type of shows that Audie's used to do. You know,
cool.
like I think they're gonna keep in that vein. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be really cool. And a welcome addition. So
feels,
those two spots together, it's like yes.
We feel yeah. It feels like now with that going again with Livingston's and then with the brewery district going full force.
Oh,
like
yeah.
we're like operating at optimal levels
we're
now
getting there.
For,
we're
for
getting
venues
there. Right,
right now.
Right. Right. Yeah. Speaking of that, Zach's Brewing Open.
Yes.
So the Brewery District
that was
actually,
the biggest thing. Yeah, Brewery District is now a brewery district.
It came into, it's like, yeah. And I just saw the other day that there's another brewery opening.
411.
No.
No, not 411.
Where? I wanted to say it was in the brewery district.
There, oh, okay. There's one that Mike Sommelier from Riley's Brewing. He's starting an own little side project, and there's a thing, I think it's in a Bitwise, one of the Bitwise buildings, I believe the old Spaghetti Factory one, but
oh,
I'm
okay.
not sure.
Okay,
where
maybe
there,
that's it.
There's like four breweries that, they're sure, this is something that happens in other cities, but this is a first for Fresno, where they're sharing a space,
mm-hmm.
essentially like...
It's like a brewery incubator, basically. Okay.
And so they all kind of share the space, and it.
Oh, this must be it. So this is Incinerati.
Yeah,
Brewing.
I think that's Mike's.
Congratulations
Mike.
To our friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, that must be it. I'm looking at a post from Zach's Brewing Company.
And I think 411 is going to have a thing because I think there's an issue with 411, which is. I believe on Fulton, but by 41.
Right, just close to
which
41.
I think there's some sort of issue with the way they can serve beer out of there.
Oh, okay.
I believe. And so, like,
they're working through all that.
That Bitwise thing is they're going to be able to serve beer out of that Budweiser thing.
Oh, it's like a...
This is, I'm okay. just like, right. this is a this is like one of these brewery conversations I'm trying to remember
trying
the
to
details
figure it out,
from.
Yeah.
But,
so that, yeah, that'll be, we'll have to ferret that all out in 2019, see what happens. But
I'm super excited about Zach's. It's awesome.
It's very good.
It's a big space.
It is really awesome in there. It looks really cool. I feel like, you know, when I saw you there a while back, you know, it's nice because it's like they did it correctly.
Right.
You know, so, and it wasn't like some outside, you know, person with a lot of money came in and
it was all 100% them, 100%
right.
Fresno.
And, you know, really done well. Like all the details I feel like are there and it's set up really nicely and it feels like, it doesn't feel skimped at all. It doesn't feel like they took their time. They did it, you know, they didn't, it doesn't feel like they rushed to get like, oh, we got to get it open. And,
yeah.
You know, they took their time. They did it the way they wanted to do. And the beer was really great as well.
Yeah. So, it's good beer and good space. And I think it's only going to get better as they continue to grow. And they're going to, I think they're a couple weeks away from being able to actually sell beer out of the, like you can leave with it. Cause right now they didn't have enough back inventory to be able to can everything and send it out. So
right. So this is someone I was talking about. I was gonna go like the they opened on rush day for Taiga the Sequoia. So in the middle of December, and I was gonna go the next weekend. And someone was like, oh, they were thinking maybe they wouldn't have enough beer, you know, because when you're starting like that, you got to have some inventory left over. So well, they're planning on actually canning?
At first, it's just going to be where basically they have a crowler system, but that crowler system can can 16-ounce cans.
Oh, nice.
So you can, you know, they'll basically make you a six-pack or a four-pack or
that's
something,
cool.
but as along with the crowler or something. So but they've got beer. So
what's
Thursday through Sunday, every Thursday through Sunday.
What is their go-to? I mean, do they have something like that you feel like is there?
Steven, the brewer, he doesn't like to have a flagship, they call it.
Okay.
You know, in the industry.
I was asking about the flagship.
He's
right?
not fond of having a flagship.
All right, no flagship.
But I think there's always going to be, he's good about having stout. So there's always going to be some IPAs. There's always going to be a hazy IPA. There's always going to be a stout.
Right.
There's always going to be your basic styles.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's
going to always switch.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to sit on just one.
All right.
But you got to have the chocotazo.
Okay.
Chocotazo.
There you go. I had the hibiscus IPA.
That's a good one.
Hella biscus. Something. And it was real good. Okay. 2018.
Yeah,
what
that's
else?
A good addition there. But just bounced from Tauga to Zach's to Hot PK, and then full circle's not far. It's just it's a good experience for Fresno.
And if they have 411 opening up, it's going to be really awesome.
And that Bitwise thing. So it's but
we got a brewery district. Woo-hoo!
Took us a while, but we're here. Well, we did it,
and it's only going to get better. I feel like too. So
So, well, one closure that shook me a little bit, though I haven't been
see
there in a while, and I haven't checked to see if it's officially closed, but Fig Garden Golf Club, I spent my teenage years golf. That was like a big thing when I was a teenager personally was golfing, and I was pretty much at Fig Garden.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Like
about
every day, and not every day, I wish, but like once a week I was out there.
Do you golf anymore?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I would say I could go out there at any moment, I feel like, but, well, golf, that's what sucks about golfing. You can't just, like, take 2 years off and then go out there and play because you're going to be horrible.
Okay.
You got to be sort of in practice.
Right.
I just go to the range once in a while now, but when I'm older, I'll get back into it.
Interesting.
But, I believe it's closed now.
Let me see.
It may be open, the range might be open still. But I believe the people that own the course out in Madera County on the other side of the river, the one that's off 12, if you're 12 in the river, it used to be called Riverbend, I think. Now it's something else. But I think I heard that those people bought it, but that they're not doing anything with it necessarily.
Interesting. Well, so according to the Fresno Bee, the Fig Garden Golf club is going to close at the end of, or it was going to close at the end of 2018.
Yeah, before Christmas it was going to be closed.
So yeah, I had
that
heard...
leaves the city with only Riverside and Airways as open golf courses that aren't private. Okay. Everything else is a private country club around there.
Okay.
Or at least around Fresno. I don't know what Pheasant Run is. I think it's, I don't know if it's private or public.
I'm just reading through this to see if there's, you know, anything but about what might
happen. And Riverside's the only one that's a full course. Airways is a small, it's smaller than the normal course. So Riverside's the only city course.
Is golf,
that's a normal full-size course.
Is golf a big thing in Fresno anymore?
I think we were bigger than a regular city a little bit, but pretty average, I would say.
So we were big enough that Trump wanted to come out here and build a golf course.
Yeah, and Fresno State's always had a really good golf program.
Right, they got Nick Watney or whatever.
Yeah,
Nick
Watney
out
went through there, and his uncle was the coach. And,
right, that is correct.
He might still be. I'm not sure, but I think we had above average golf community in Fresno. I don't know. I can't speak whether that's the case anymore. But
well, apparently it's
Trump,
at least the case.
I mean, how do you think about that Trump thing? The whole how smart we ended up being not getting into that with him.
What we would have had we would have had the presidential golf course.
Oh God!
Right now, how awesome
and that was
would that
Bubba.
Have
that was Bubba. That basically because none of the numbers add up because he was doing the typical Trump thing. I was like, hey, it's the Trump name, and then he's just not going to pay.
I
want to
say
anything.
Michael Cohen came out and was on Ray Appleton's show.
They were on Ray Appleton like every day.
Right. For Cohen like months.
And
Ivanka came out, and it was the whole,
And they did a full court press on us, and we were smart
and we were
enough
like,
to
come
be
on,
like, the numbers don't add up. Right. It might have even been our current mayor that, because I think he was on the council, and you know he's the credit I'll give Mr. Brand is that he's a frugal numbers and
he likes to run the numbers and if they don't and see how they set up. So
that was another tangent.
Yeah, but so that club closed down. That was a kind of a big hit,
hopefully it'll come back or something will happen there. I mean, it would be a shame.
So we need it. Like you feel like maybe we or is it just like you?
Yeah,
your nostalgia.
Yeah, I haven't been out on golfing in a while, so I don't know how busy. Like I don't know how bad Riverside is to get on.
I don't know
how busy it is right now. So,
What's the one where you can't be they don't let women play?
I like that San Joaquin.
Okay,
that was a whole thing last year. One of the members was on with his wife, and they were just like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Fuck you! She can play."
I can't remember the exact details. Yeah. It was something to the effect of like, you know, the good time to play is whatever weekends, early weekends.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. Sorry.
And they were like,
"It was
women,
there was basically a man hour or a man day or something."
There you go. Yeah.
And he was like, "She could play," and they're like, "Bro, we got a man day, bro, here.
Right? You can't." And then. They tried. There was like they tried to change the rule, like or kind of like parse the words out to be like no.
Yeah, they tried to make it like technically.
Yeah. Like we're not saying women can't play. We're saying like members can't play.
Yeah,
because it was like his wife.
Yeah.
And so like the idea was like
normally
it was
you can
only members.
Normally a member can have any guests they want. And this day they're like, no.
Right.
You can't have her.
Right. And so they were like, no, only members, so you can buy her a membership. Anyway, it was a whole like thing.
Yeah. That's country club.
Right.
There's some of that in golf.
It totally.
Which is unfortunate.
It was
that.
Reading the story. It was like, man, what year are we in here? This is insane. Like this is still, especially because some of the quotes I remember as just being like kind of like, oh, or some of the facts.
If you're a man and you can't handle, if you like, I want to talk locker room talk, then maybe rethink yourself.
Maybe,
I guess
maybe you should. Really,
if you want to say stuff that you can't say when women are around, then maybe you shouldn't just say the stuff at all.
Yeah, maybe that's probably
might be
good,
a New Year's resolution
for
you.
Yeah. Any other closures in 2018 that really were like, and I'm sure there were, and I'm
I'm gonna miss them. There's one little one that's closures. Not completely a closure that's happening, I think, right now is BRE Software. I think somebody's taking it over, but ERE Software is going away. Somebody else is taking over and using a different name and doing things differently, I think. Uh-huh. But the BRE Software as we know it is going away. And that was a place I hung out a lot at for a while, I don't know, my 20s, I guess. Let the gains begin. You know what, BRE Software.
You know who else is closing is Wavelengths.
Yes, Wavelengths closed.
Yeah, I think they're done. Yeah.
Oh, that's the big one I was trying to think of. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't think that was
really reported. I mean, I don't think we reported that because it kind of happened at a weird time.
And I used to hang out the one that was on, I mean, both Blackstone location, but it's funny about Wavelengths. They seem to do that migration of, because they were at like Blackstone and not Dakota, but like where the post offices on Blackstone, like where Griffin. Acapulco was that Griffin?
Yeah, right there by the Gold's Gym.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, right. They used to be there when I was young. Okay. Back in my day, I went to Wavelengths and Griffin.
Blackstone and Shaw.
Yeah, then that's they moved up to Blackstone and Shaw, and then they eventually moved up to River Park, and that was my go-to place to get to act like I was a skater, but I never could really skate, but. And or surf very well, but I wanted to at least look like I did.
Right.
And pay $40 for a t-shirt.
Right. Well,
they're always so expensive.
Well, so what's really funny is, you know, like back in the day, that was just like if you wanted that, you had to go to a place like that.
Yeah.
Now every you know, JCPenney, Target has, you know, Mossimo. Yeah, so it's how do you, you
Kohl's
know.
Kohl's has, what's his face? Skater, Tony Hawk clothes.
It's so like, how do you compete against that, you know?
And I guess the owners, they're on the coast. Because Wavelengths started in Pismo.
And then they have the Morro Bay located. Like,
right. Which is always cool that Fresno got to have, a coastal surf shop that was in Fresno, and so that kind of sucks.
They should just move out to Lemoore now that they have the surf ranch out there.
Why not?
Herb Hours closed, and it reopened. Yeah, that was this year. It reopened. It closed it and reopened.
I didn't know it reopened.
Yeah, so they sold. Well, essentially, I think what happened is the guy Barry or Herb. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Whoever it was,
one of the Bowers,
who was in charge, just sold the place. So they sold to Turner's Outdoorsman. So it's like a chain, but it's more of the hunting.
It's not a local.
It's more of the hunting.
The Turner's is like a national thing.
I believe so. And so they've sort of changed, but
more hunting style stuff.
But they're still open there. I'm just reading from a story that Bethany Clough did.
Is there a local sporting goods shop now that I can go into?
I don't believe there is.
Because Copeland's
is gone for years. I mean, there's not even really like when you think. I mean, and it depends on what you're talking about, like sporting goods.
Yeah, REI style sporting goods place. There isn't a local one.
I don't believe there is. No.
If there is, tell us. But. That sucks. I'll just go to REI, I guess, if I don't have a local place to go to.
Steak and Shake. You remember the Steak and Shake story?
Yeah. Was that this year closed? Yeah, I guess it was.
Open and closed, I believe.
Wow, bad year.
That
spot was... There was a whole controversy about, why are you putting it on that side of town? I think putting it on that side of town was a great idea.
Very smart.
But that particular spot was odd. It was a really odd spot. And because his other place, because that owner of that land, the other place that was there closed too, right? Like he had two different things and both those things closed.
Yeah. So I think they were.
I'm glad it was on that side of town, but it was just.
Yeah.
It was just a out of the, you like had to know it was there kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. And to me, it's like for a place like that, if it's not something completely like ridiculously different, then I'm going to get, like, I'm just going to go to Frosted Queen by my house or whatever,
yeah,
or whatever plate, right, you know? So, that's there.
Maybe
I didn't get the
thing that was supposed to open that never did, the restaurant chain that was gonna go at Herndon and 99
Cracker Barrel. We did not get a Cracker Barrel.
We lost our Cracker Barrel.
We did. We lost it.
Yeah,
to another city. And it's so sad, but we gained an Olive Garden. So,
yeah,
fair trade.
Yeah,
question mark.
I don't know.
So I was gonna like see if there's any like what the big political stories of the year, and I just I sort of feel like I don't even
we've talked about it. Measure P is the biggest thing to me, but I don't feel like talking about it right now. I still need time.
Well. So, did we talk about this last?
We talked about last month.
Dude, last month, did we talk about the GQ article, the Fresno Bee GQ article? Do you remember?
I don't think. I think maybe we did mention something.
Hold on. I got to pull it up.
Refresh my memory. We talked about a national writer. Sometimes the I mix my Twitter, what happened on Twitter with what happened on Falling with Famous.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure anymore.
So, you know, right before the election, Vice News came out GQ article came out after last podcast, right. so we could talk about it a little bit. So Vice News came out and they did this story on the Bee and the Devin Nunes thing, whatever, and it was fine. It was whatever it was. So because of that, GQ caught wind of that there was this thing happening where Devin Nunes was like attacking the Fresno Bee and whatever. And so he came out, they sent the reporter out. So the dude they sent is the guy who wrote the Brendan Fraser like story. Do you remember? Like, mm-mm. There was the, like, hey, here's why Brendan Fraser hasn't been in Hollywood for however long.
Okay.
And he wrote, he did like maybe a Jonah Hill. Like, he's just done
some big viral stories.
He's like a legit magazine writer for GQ who's like, you know, he came to Fresno and sat and
they sent one of their big ones.
Spent the day with Rory Appleton, and then like that, you know, that night or what, that weekend, he was like, I got to go back to Fresno and hang out with Jonah Hill or whatever. So he's like a legit, you know,
right,
whatever. And they were like, let's do this story. So he came out and he spent like, I don't know, a month, 2 months, talked with Rory, talked with Mackenzie Mays, talked with the editor at the Bee, and some other people, and put together this story that was essentially like, you know, here's what's happening at this local newspaper, and kind of just tying it to like other local newspapers as well. And it was a big thing, and so probably for, you know, a week or so, Fresno Bee got a lot of publicity from people who were like, hey, this is why local newspapers are important, et cetera, so forth. Mm-hmm. And it was really, I thought he did a really good job. If anyone who hasn't read it should go to GQ, and I think you can probably just search GQ.
Fresno
Bee and the War on Local News, it says.
The one thing that popped out in that article for me personally was, because it's something I always wondered, and I've asked you about it, and you're just like, I don't know, how Rory and Ray, because Rory Appleton, you know, the Fresno Bee writer,
works for the Bee,
the son of Ray Appleton, the conservative radio host,
who seem to be
on the opposite ends. His son works for the Bee, and he has to rail against the Bee all the time, and his son is, as at least the people on Twitter paint him to be, liberal or whatever he is.
Yeah.
And I was like, what happens when they're having dinner? Like, what? And basically Rory said, like, we just don't talk about that.
Yeah. They, oh man, let's see. I don't know if I can find this quote in here. But I mean, it was just, so, the writer is talking to Ray Appleton, and he says, I asked him if it bothered him that Nunes would no longer return calls from his son or the bee. Well, yeah, Devin doesn't talk to them because every time he talks to them, they change it, Appleton said calmly, and they lie through their fucking teeth about what they talked about.
Dude.
And so, you know, this is the thing, and this is sort of what one of the things I think the writer was trying to get at in this whole thing was like the dynamic there with the family. But I think it's a bigger picture, which is like the people that work at the Bee are people, right? Mm-hmm. The Bee is this evil entity. And I think there's this weird like thing that happens with people where they're like, you know, Ray, and I've heard him before. He's like, loves his son. His son wins this award. He's like, hey, I won this. You know, my son won this award. He's so great, blah, 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 blah. And like in the same breath, has to make a dig about how terrible the Bee is. And it's like, mm-hmm. your son is doing work that's good. You admit it's good. It's in the paper.
Right. This evil
does that not compute, you know? So it's just an interesting thing. I felt like for anyone working in local media, and especially for someone working at the paper, this was the biggest story of the year, was mm-hmm. this whole thing that happened with Nunes. And it may be not done. But anyway, so GQ came out and it was like, ooh, look at us. And historically, that's an odd thing because for people in the news industry, like we don't like, and in fact, everyone that was involved in the story, they were like, they don't like talking about themselves, you know, yeah. like the old thing is like, oh, we don't make ourselves part of the story.
Right.
You know, like
that's the training you go right, through right. school.
It's like, no, we report on things we don't. And so right. we don't like to be reported or not that we don't like to be reported on, but it's just, it feels weird when the things are flipped. So mm-hmm. anyway. GQ.
There. Well, I think it's time for our music break.
Music break. Woo!
I'm in 2019. I'm ready to look forward to it. Let's take a music break.
Hold on. Let's set this up a little bit and talk about, did you read Spanspec blog? Did
a little bit, yeah.
end of the year.
Yeah.
Like, hey, 2018, best local stuff.
Spanspec's picks.
Yeah. And so they had a whole bunch of local bands, and they kind of really set up what I think, and I agree, that you know, the local music scene is really happening right now. It's like on the upward swing. So, you know, for a while, I think it wasn't flatline, but it definitely
just kind of,
it was at a kind of status quo. Yeah. There were some bands playing, but it was like, yeah. And now there's some bands that are really doing some, you know, like Trevor Church and Haunt and Peacemaker. Man. I mean,
Haunt has
like,
been getting a lot of attention.
They're killing it.
National attention.
National attention everywhere. Fatty Cakes and the Puff Pastries. And then, you know, there's just a whole like roster of local bands below that who are just doing cool stuff and putting out albums all the time. And this is one of those bands, and it's the, I have not ask them. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say the name, so I'm not sure if it's Eros or Eros.
All right.
It's Eros. Probably Eros. E-R-O-S.
Like E-R-O-S.
The, anyway,
Present
so they...
Band.
Present E-R-O-S. Band. Yeah.
Eros.
And they have a new album out. I want to say... Did I tell you the name?
Sad Songs for Happy
Sad People. Songs for Happy People. Let's hear a track.
I'm
They're like one of those. They're one of those bands. They've created or one of the bands. You know, along with like Werebear and Macondo and you know some of these South Valley bands that have kind of created a scene for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just had a show with the 1800s at Tower District Records. There. Record release and 1800s records release. So
Tower District really, Records, another venue.
Popping
up. Of shows. You can stand there amongst the records and watch.
Okay,
music.
It was crazy. So there was some video of the show, and it looked crazy because it was packed and everyone was just standing amongst the rows of records or whatever. But so anyway, if you're into me, there's a lot of local bands putting stuff out now.
Right,
and you should check them.
And it's. There's a surprising amount of stuff that gets on Spotify locally.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, don't think that you can't be like, you know, because I understand if you're not that into it, you have to go take the step of like finding people's Bandcamp page or their Facebook or, you know, you got to do some hunting.
Right.
A lot of times it'll pop up on Spotify if you just search for
Fresno or whatever.
You know, you'll be not everybody, but sometimes you'll be surprised who you can find on Spotify.
I want to say that at least one of my bands.
I know it'll grow backs on there. Yeah,
there you go.
It'll grow back. Will do my local playlist pop in there.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
Local playlist, so
2018, we're done with it.
2018.
Are we done with it? Yeah, I think we're done with it. There's probably other stuff.
Yeah.
Does it feel like it was as monumentous a year as other years? Does it feel like it stands out as being, or is it just sort of ho-hum for you?
I wouldn't say ho-hum, but just it felt like a year that I was paying attention as much as I could. Anyway.
Oh, okay, okay.
The, you know, like paying attention to politics more than I usually.
Than normally.
I never used to pay attention.
I think that's the past couple years,
all of a sudden, yeah.
That's everyone right now.
Yeah.
Which is good.
But the, so 2019. I see something bubbling right now.
Okay.
Politics wise. Luis Chavez, new councilman, I believe for the Southeast District. He seems to be having a problem with the city's plan.
Is that that's the downtown.
I think it's your
that's
district,
my district.
I believe
Oliver Baines' old district.
I think I'm getting I think I'm getting that right.
Okay.
He doesn't like there's some things he doesn't like about the city's plan. The was it the 2029?
Whatever. Their general plan.
The general
plan. The last one update.
That favored infill over sprawl.
Okay.
He seems to be having some issues
with
that.
Sprawl in his area? Is that what he's thinking?
And Bill McEwen, I think, wrote a piece, of course, from our issue with that Granville owns a website.
GVWire.
That masks as a news site.
As a news site.
And, you know, basically.
They got some news on there.
So they're like, you know, it looks to me like they're going to start trying to chip away at that plan. And as developers want to do. They want to make everything easy for themselves.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's something to watch this year is
okay.
Like Granville chipping away at that plan.
And not just, I mean, to be fair, it's probably not just Granville. Sure, like.
You're right. I mean, all developers.
So the.
They just want to be able to do whatever the fuck
Bill
they want.
Was Bill McEwen taking him?
They don't care about what it does.
Was Bill McEwen in the story? Was he taking Travis
to
task?
Yeah,
you haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to say.
All right.
But
okay. So that is definitely
the
something.
The feedback
to look
I was
at.
Reading was that's it was just like we can't trust this because it was because
right,
it's from
right,
GVWire.
Right, right.
How can you trust it? Which I agree with. Like, how can you trust anything about development that comes out of
that
GVWire.
Comes from a that's owned by it. I mean, that is a good that is a good question
bringing it up as to like we need to be watchful of this them chipping
just
out
in
that.
General of that general plan because infill is you know
it's been I've seen
we
a
know
little
this
bit
is
of it.
What we need you know we need we
there's still so much to be filled in
well we know we need infill we know we need housing infill. We know we need more low-income residential. I mean, because that's what it is across like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Fresno isn't any different. So And there are some projects. The Hotel Fresno is going to be
That's something to look out for in 2019. Hopefully that happens.
I don't know if, you know, I don't know how long that's going to take, you know, or not. I mean, I can't imagine.
It would be amazing if they were able to pull it off.
In a couple of years, so. I think it'll probably
Just to look at the progression, hopefully the progression of high-speed rail. Yeah. I mean, hopefully this doesn't derail.
So I think high-speed rail is done.
Really?
Yes. I think what they're building the stuff that they're building now, all of that will get completed, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not going to leave unbuilt, you know, track or whatever.
Yeah.
So all the stuff that we see around here, like the infrastructure that's gone in, that is going to be built out and used in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be high-speed rail. I just can't see it happening now. I mean, I think that it's going to end up being some sort of hybrid, maybe an Amtrak line or some sort of like, you know, which will be good because, you know, right now those lines are being, they're being shared with the Burlington or whoever.
Amtrak's on...
Is it Burlington or the other?
Amtrak's on Santa Fe's track. So yeah, Burlington, Santa Fe.
So I mean, it will be used and it will be good, I think. But it won't. I don't see us getting the high speed rail that we were promised.
Right.
At least not anytime soon. And it might be like, oh, they put those tracks in and then they run it as whatever for a while, a better,
we'll get a badass life between Madeira and Fresno. Will be a badass run.
Well, I think, you know, and it might get all the way up into, you know, the start of the bay or whatever. It might get that far. It might get into like
to San Jose.
Well,
that's all I'm hoping for, really. I mean,
but
I would love to have that.
But
down
it won't
to San
be
Diego.
I don't think it'll be high speed rail. You know, it'll be like a more traditional rail line. That's what I think, anyway. And
BART style rail, or
might not go
250 miles an hour.
No, I mean definitely. You know, I don't think that'll be it. Will at all? You know, and that's really sad because I think that, you know, it would be transformative if they could do it. I just don't know if there's the capital, the money to do it. Like I just think like the High Speed Rail Authority has kind of been mismanaged, and you know, and because of all the delays, that has risen costs. So like it's, you know, obviously it's over budget already. It's going to be more over budget, and I just don't know if I think it would take a lot of political and like willpower from, you know, the people in charge to go like, no, we want to make this happen. And, you know, Jerry Brown was all about that. But Newsom, you know,
said he's supportive of it, I believe. He just came to Fresno and Swearbear is his Fresno liaison.
Yes.
So, and she's supportive of it. So the people in power are supportive of it. Maybe not Lee Brand, but.
I
don't know. I don't know what. Actually, I don't know.
And
what
you,
Lee Brand's.
You look at. You know,
they did the whole rendering of the station.
They did the whole rendering of the station.
It looks it'd be pretty badass.
And it looks really cool. And that's the thing. But I just think there's a lot of people who can't see that. Like they can't.
They just won't
see
it.
So Marek in the B wrote this piece about this whole topic, and one of his points, and I think it's right, is that there are a lot of people who just they want to keep Fresno as a small, like small town. They want to keep us insulated, like you know,
they don't want it. They don't want us to be linked with the area.
No, they or anyway, California. They want us to have our own, like be our own thing. And I suppose that there's something cool about that, like. But I also feel that it's limiting, and it's also, in the end, I think, not a good idea.
No.
Because it's...
Especially...
It'll just be a spiral. And it's the reason that we are, like...
Right.
It's the reason we have... The things are the way they are right now.
Yeah.
It's because
I think for Fresno to be as healthy as it can be, there needs to be a mix. Like, I'm very supportive of Fresno being a unique place in California. And even being the Midwest of California, it's fine with me. But we need to exploit But we also need to recognize that we're in the most expensive state in the country, and that even though we're maybe the cheapest city to live in, that we still need to we need to get all the benefits of being in California, but still be the cheapest city to live in. And we right. can't get all the benefits of being in California if we're cut off from the Bay Area, cut off from
right.
Southern California. We need to be linked with them, but also exploit the fact that we're should be an outdoor city. We should be the Denver of California.
Right, right, right.
And that we, you know, we should exploit the fact that we're at the base, we're the base camp for three big national parks
when they reopen,
and that no other city can brag about, that we can brag about,
right.
that we're the hub of food in the world. We have two huge, unique things that I don't think we exploit
still,
enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we need to focus on, not being closed off from the Bay Area and LA. We just need to focus on using everything we can. And
right.
And one of those things would be if we could get to the Bay Area quickly.
Right.
And without, I mean, because, I mean, 99 is just a disaster. And except for the couple of sections that are new and three lanes, but
right.
the rest of it's just a mess, and anything that can alleviate not having to use 99. I mean, one of those things that came out in that article, which I never think about, is that we are the biggest city in the country that's not on an interstate.
Right, right.
And
yeah,
that's a big crazy, reason that right. we need something right. like high speed rail.
Well, and you know that, like, or maybe people don't know this, but like the roads are not going to be able to handle. Like, you know, at a certain point, we're going to have to expand somehow
right.
our transportation infrastructure. And this may all change if we have, once we have autonomous cars, like, everything could change and we mm-hmm. may not even need to have this conversation, like, at all. But until that happens, like, using the information we have now, we know that we're going to have to upgrade and update our transportation infrastructure to carry more people. And I don't think the roads are the most efficient way, and I don't think that they're the most expense-wise, that they're the best right. way to go about it. So
it's getting pretty, like, 99 is getting pretty bad. I can speak to North because I'm on it every
yeah.
day. But, like, between Fresno and north of Madera, where it expands the three lanes,
right?
That is, it's, you can't even go the speed limit a lot of times,
right?
And then coming south from 152 into Fresno,
it's terrible.
It's yeah. almost, there are times where it's stop and go traffic from 152
all the
to
way
the
in.
River. It's and it's not going to get any better. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's something we need to work on.
So watch out for that and see what's going on with high speed rail. That will be interesting. I'm wondering if there's the, you know, if 2019 is going to be, I would think probably by 2020 for sure, but the breaking point where we either see like a definitive, like, this is what we're doing. Here's the plan moving forward. We're going to cut off all funding and here's the money you have left, build what you can.
Yeah.
Or, okay, no, we're really going to go in. We're going to, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully they at least have it set up to where the Madera and Fresno, it's all done to where it's not, it's just finished. It just needs to be connected kind of
right,
thing.
Right, right.
At least give us that, because it will look terrible if they just like, all right, let's all pick up.
So,
see you later.
Right. And that's the thing I don't think will happen. I don't think that they'll just leave, you know.
Right.
Just because unfinished. Could you imagine? I mean, you know, and I'm sure there are places where that kind of thing does happen and mm-hmm. exists. But, you know, man, talk about like third world country. Like,
right.
you know, what would people think if they drive through Fresno and they see, you know, just overpasses that are just like,
crap.
They've been there for 20
yeah,
years.
Because right now, Herndon 99 looks terrible right now
yeah.
on the west side of the track.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like it looks like a wasteland.
Oh yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah,
because you know where the old Kleins was, all
right,
that's
right,
just
yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like nothingness, and there's the two hotels and that little Starbucks there.
Right, right.
And it just like looks horrible.
Right.
I mean, terrible. And it's they need. I hope at the end of the year something looks better there, because it's
right.
just because that's a huge injury point. I always think about entry points.
Oh, right, right.
And Sean 99 looks terrible. Herndon and 99 looks terrible.
Well,
right
the
now.
Whole all of 99. Yeah. There's not a nice Fresno stop on the 99.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
There's not. I mean, you know, Ashland maybe. Clinton, I think, is getting
Clinton
there.
Clinton looks better, Clinton, at least.
Clinton looks like a... Herndon actually is also sort of like it looks like if you're driving through any other major city that has strippy... strip malls. You know, like shitty strip malls. So.
Really, like the downtown stops are the best right now. Like...
Fresno?
Yeah.
Fresno?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, you got to turn into the right spot and like, don't look over there. Look over there. This is what you do when we were selling our old house.
Ventura?
It's like a microcosm when we were selling our old house and our realtor was like, which street should I bring people in on? Like, bring them in on there.
Right, right.
Have them don't look there, but look over there.
Turn around, yeah.
And this is how it is in Fresno. Like, okay, come in on this off-ramp, but look over there, look over there.
Right, look over there. Well, to your right.
Yeah, don't look over there.
There's this beautiful hotel. Don't look over there.
That would be something to start thinking about 99 and how we can make it look better to some rando person that pulls off.
Right.
I'm excited about Mad Duck on opening and Herndon and Marks.
Oh, okay.
That's
very good.
Being built
that's
now.
That's in your neighborhood.
Yeah, so I'll be Herndon. Hopefully that'll be done by summer. I guess it's supposed to be.
And Marks.
Where Save Mart is and
Are they
going to
have ampersand in there as well?
Yeah.
They
just changed the signage. Okay. So the ampersand sign's out there. I don't know how close they are.
Very good.
But they are going
to
be.
Another place that I'll never go to. Just because it's a way, like, I mean, I might go there. I would have more.
They'll have Body in the Bog and Mad Duck once it's done.
I would have more. I would be more likely to go to Mad Duck there than either of the places where it's at now. So
More things are going to open in Campus Point. I really like Campus Point.
I like it. I just never go over there.
Yeah, I like it I like it much better than going to River Park. It's like a, you know, it's like a condensed River Park. It's like everything's right there in a square.
And, the square.
Yeah,
I think
the square.
They call it.
That's
they
right.
call it Campus Point.
I enjoy
the square at Campus Point.
I went to Campus Point dramatically more than River Park. I just, if it wasn't for Yard House, I don't know that I would have went to River Park this year.
Yeah, I went to River Park Campus Point. A few times, and it was always for food related things, and it was because gift certificates to said places. So I don't really get out there all that much, but I assume, and I don't go to movies all that often either. So that's another
I went
thing.
To the I don't know that I didn't go in there Edwards this year. I don't think I went to Maya Cinemas and the West Shaw, the one on West Shaw.
Okay.
Those are the only places
I'm glad to see that place still get some business.
Yeah, I know. I worry about that place. Yeah. But it sucks they took down the old board, though, which I really love. They used to have a board, like, you know, now seating board.
Yeah.
It was
this
manual, like baseball scoreboard looking kind of thing. And I always loved that thing. It's gone, though. They stopped using it for a while. Now it's just gone. Completely.
Now they put up, it's all digital.
Whatever. I don't even know that they have anything up there.
Yeah. So I went to, not in Fresno, but I went to, this is just a complete aside, but I went to I went to go see a movie and I knew where the theater was. It was in Petaluma. And I was walking down the theater and I thought, I'll just stop by the theater and see what's playing in like whatever. So I walk by and there's nothing on the outside of the theater that says when movies are playing or anything. There's no ticket booth.
That Broadway Fair is like that, right? I think. I'm going to say Broadway Fair, there's just no indication. You just got to figure it out.
Or, you know, like I could have gone in and then there's like inside, I think there might be something or, you know, whatever. But it was a weird, and so I had to buy my ticket on
especially
Fandango.
Now that,
it was
that
a whole weird experience.
It's been
for
gone
me.
From the B for a while now is the whole thing where you used to just look at the B.
Right.
And now that's just completely
gone.
I mean,
in one way, it's a lot easier because I can go like on my phone or on my app or whatever, go to Fandango, buy my ticket, whatever, and I'm already set before I go in. So, like, in one sense, it might be easier. But in another sense, it's like, I just want to go to the place and look and go, oh, that's playing now. I'll walk in and I could buy a ticket.
That's how I used to go to movies a lot. Was just, you just walk up and like, look, what's the closest time of the thing I want to see? What's the closest time?
Thing's not sold out. This is what I'll go see. And it made me feel real old because I hadn't been into movies in a while. And then it's like you got to pick your own seat and the whole thing. They recline. There's on that 2019. I just saw a post the other day that I can't remember if it's Maya or if it's Signa. It's the Manchester theater. One of the theaters, or it might even be. I'm not even going to tell the story now because I can't remember where. One of the theaters has cocktails now. Okay. They have beer, wine, and cocktails.
I think it's I believe it's Manchester and the Clovis one.
Okay, there you
go. Whatever the Clovis one is.
Because they have had beer for a while, like the beer and wine license. Sierra Vista. I think they finally got like a full liquor license that allows them to have cocktails for those who can't get through a movie without drinking.
I haven't done that in Fresno yet. So I did it in Tempe, but I've never done it in Fresno yet.
And how was it?
That was cool.
You had a beer, right?
I had a beer.
Yeah.
I had a big beer. And it was nice. Nice to have a beer.
I remember the first time. So at if you go see Fresno Filmworks at the Tower Theater, they sell alcohol because they have the bar there and they have a liquor license. So they sell. And I had a whiskey. And it was good, like good whiskey. It might have been, it's probably Jameson. Whatever. It was something. And I was great. This was awesome. I went and I saw my movie. I drank my, I think it was the Hunter S. Thompson documentary.
Oh, very, very
so it was then, which is why I was drinking the whiskey. And it felt like the appropriate thing to do.
How Hunter would have wanted you to watch it.
And so, you know, I think it's really cool. So it's nice to see that, you know.
We can be adults here. Manchester Center coming up this year, 2019. They're doing stuff inside. They're doing things and.
Well, I know like it for people who have driven by on the outside, they've been doing a lot of renovations for a while,
right?
And I know that there has been a lot of, you know, for several years there's been plans happening, and I know they took the carousel. Did the carousel get re-spotted?
I believe they are gonna. Put it. Yeah, I believe it's coming back. If it's not already, I don't know. But
because I know they were going to move it, but I don't remember if it ever got respotted or not to its new location, where it was going to be. So
I missed the Red Robin there.
Oh yeah, I do. I also
all the time.
Yeah, Red Robin. Red Robin.
It was our go-to place. Like if we are always our default place if we didn't have anywhere else to go. It was the Manchester Red Robin.
I feel like the Manchester Steakhouse that was right there. Have you ever been to that place? That was really good.
Uh-huh. Bell's always used to talk about that.
It's super good. Yeah, the dude, the Lulu Burger. Yep. They had the Lulu. Lulu Burger? Yes, I'll have the Lulu.
He was one of those guys that like act like he's known you for 20 years when you walk in.
That 100%, you've never been there before, and it was like, and if you've been there, if you had gone there more than once, or at least in my experience, it was like you had been there every day. You know, he sees you again, he's like, come in, guys. You know, the whole thing.
Come
it was
in
really,
the kitchen.
Yeah, it was almost like that. Like, so what else? 2019.
Oh. That's enough. Just other than, I'm looking forward to see what the Grizzlies come up with their Nationals.
Oh, okay. Marketing right. Nationals.
Now that we're a Nationals AAA team for the, Nationals.
I haven't seen anything.
No, they did a little hint of it. I saw.
Oh, okay.
Like, they didn't, it was just like in shadows. It was just like, so
keeping it under wraps. I'm sure it'll be good, whatever it is. Yeah. And it'll be different than whatever we're thinking. You know, they're not going to be obvious about it. At all. I am interested to see what happens with Grizzly Fest this year out at Woodward Park. So it's happening at Woodward Park again. It's May 4th and 5th or whatever.
Keep an eye on that.
And you know, this I really think is the make or break year, you know, where they realize
they go
like,
next level or
so
they
I believe back. I don't want to say this because I don't know 100% if it has been announced yet. But they were at least working on a deal that would put them at the park for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
That they want to design, just lock it in. Here, we're going to do it 10 years. Here's the, you know, stipulation across the line, 10 year, whatever. which would be awesome. But I think this is the make or break year where you we really see like the can we get the acts to come in, and can we get the crowd to come in to support that so that we can grow it to be bottle rock status, mm-hmm.
What's that Sacramento one?
Aftershock. The Metal Festival, yeah. I think we're probably a little more akin to bottle rock just in terms of the stylistically genre-wise, because mm-hmm. Aftershock is a metal festival.
Oh, okay.
And so I think, in that way, it will always do well because it's niche enough mm-hmm. that, like, you're going to draw, like...
You're always going to have metal
you
bands.
You get a huge metal band to headline and you'll be cool. Mm-hmm. Whereas something like Grizzly Fest is it's eclectic, and they know where they're going with it, they don't want to go too aggressive with the rock and that kind of stuff, or any of the music, anyway. So this, I think we're gonna see hopefully some really good big headliner. I know talking with the promoter in passing, it's like the stuff that they're looking at everything. And just some of it's just like not feasible for them to do mm-hmm. when, someone like, Chance the Rapper or whatever, Kendrick Lamar wants $1 million to come out, like that kind of, I mean, and this is the level that we're talking about. And so when people see, whoever the headliner does end up being, and they're like, oh man, why couldn't it have been blah, blah, blah. Well, this is why, because they get $1 million and that has to get ferreted out. And if there's not the level of, so it's like the chicken and egg, like, can you bring this guy and, will the crowd be there? Or do you build the crowd so that you then, we have a crowd that wants someone bigger than, but we have the crowd there that can pull them. So it'd be interesting to see who the lineup is. I think that reveal is coming at the end of January.
Ooh.
I don't think they have the full lineup out, but they'll have some people. And I think it's going to be very exciting. So that's it. Cool. That's all I got for 2019.
Right. I'm good.
Any resolutions 2019 for you?
More writing, more being focused, more focusing,
more focus.
less BSing on my phone, and more focused in writing and being better.
That's a pretty good one.
Better person to people around me.
That's very good. Oh, look at that. Yeah. That's a good one. I want to try to be better about self promotion and not being afraid to be like, hey, I have this thing happening. You should see it.
Yeah, it's all like, it sucks as a creative, like you want to just be like, I just want to write or I just want to play music will figure it out. But like, sadly, it's like 20% work, 80% promotion.
Right.
It's like, it's some percentage.
Well, and,
like,
I've always just felt like, I've always sort of just felt like, I just do this thing. And if you are interested in it and want to come see it, like, very cool. Awesome. If not, whatever. It's not, and I just feel like, that's not the best way to go about it. If I really care about this thing I'm doing, I should want everyone to know about it, and I should want mm-hmm. everyone to come out and see it. And that's across the board, like I'm this band specific or whatever, but writing for the Fresno Bee, this podcast, other things that I do, really just letting people know like, hey, here's something that I do that I care about enough to do on a monthly basis or whatever, this podcast. Listen to it. So hopefully that'll work out for us.
Hopefully. We brand ourselves better in 2019.
That's it. Better branding in 2019.
Better branding.
All right.
Well, it's time to plug it up. Speaking of branding. Josh.
Yes.
What are other things other than Flowing with Famous? Where do we find you and follow you and stalk you?
So I do a lot of music. So right now I'm in several bands. One of them is called The Strikingly Originals, and you can find that on all of the social media. And punk band, really cool stuff. We played a show just last night, in fact. And don't have anything else coming up, but we definitely will. I think we're gonna try to go and record a proper album, do the whole thing this year. So that should be really cool. Number two is the little band called It'll Grow Back, old school punk band. And we're doing. Uh-huh. I don't think this show has been announced quite yet, but there is a '90s tribute show that is happening at Strummer's, and I want to say it's the. St. Patrick's Day or St. Patrick's Day weekend or around that time, 15th, 16th, something like that. And we will be playing that, and I won't share much more than that. But
all right,
it's a tribute show to the '90s
with your drummer,
Portland drummer. No, so Wade Krause from Sparkle Jet is going to be playing with us. So. And then I am in an AC/DC cover band, and we have a couple shows coming up in March, so I'll hit those more. But we're going to be opening for Metalachi at Fulton 55, and that's going to be that same weekend, I think, St. Patrick's Day. And then at the end of March, we're going to be playing out at Apcal. We got an Apcal gig.
Oh, Apcal gig.
That's right. Yeah. Opening.
Gonna have
for,
some Rileys. Gonna have
opening
some
for
wine.
A. The Billy Idol tribute.
Okay.
And then there'll be us. And so.
Oh,
right. I'm very excited. I think it's going to be great. So, that just came through the other day. And everyone was like, but we're in this weird place now because it's like they want us to play a 90 minute set. And we're like, oh.
Whoa.
Like, we got to learn.
That's not what we do, bro.
We got to learn some songs. All right. You know, we play an hour long set. And look, for me, being a dude in a punk band, an hour long set,
that's
like
a long set.
Come on, guys.
that's like 60 songs.
If it were punk style, yeah. And so it's just like, all right. So we got to learn some more songs. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I work at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. So if you want to go and read stuff that I do and then other stuff that people do, if you like what we do here on the show, you'll like the Fresno Bee, I think, because we get a lot of our information from there.
Don't stop printing the paper. Is there still the Friday thing? What's the Friday thing now in the paper?
The 7 section.
The 7 section still there?
It's still there. It's smaller than it was, but I mean, the printed paper, just unfortunate. It's unfortunate this is the way it is, but it's just with the advertising the way it is,
it's
and the price
now.
Of the paper. I mean, it's just it's very difficult. So, you know,
gotta have it delivered to your house.
We'll see. But here's the thing about it: like, it's kind of expensive,
right?
I'm not saying it's worth it. Like you are getting what you paid for it, right?
Right.
Because just this is how the world works. This is the price of things. And for a long time, the paper, I think we might've talked about this.
It costs you money to print it, but
right. We kept the prices low.
It was okay because of the advertisers.
The advertising, and that's how we worked advertising, was like subscription rates drove advertising. So, but you know, now it's like, subscription, the advertising isn't making up for that, so our subscription rates are lower than they probably should be. Anyway, so definitely worth the price if you want to get it at your house. Awesome. If you know we're really pushing digital subscriptions for people,
yeah,
so if you hate hitting that paywall. And then I have another podcast that I do called not on the Dorktown Network, sadly. I know.
You guys, if you want in,
okay,
you're in.
All right.
you want to be associated.
So called Aikido Disgust, and it is an Aikido podcast. So my other not day job is I am an assistant instructor at Aikido of Fresno.
Where is that?
So right now we're at Ashland and Valentine area. It's actually off of Swift. If anyone knows where Fresno Judo Club used to be, that's where we are. Not in that exact space, but in that neighborhood. There's a bunch of
there's some industrial
warehouses.
Around the old Knudsen place.
We're actually right next door to California Tiny Homes. So they're building tiny homes right next door to us. So I'm an assistant instructor there. So we do Aikido. We also do self-defense classes, seminars. So, you know, if you want to go, there's Fresno School of Self-Defense, and we have seminars running all the time. There's one actually right now that I'm missing, a women's self-defense seminar. And then we do some sword stuff as well. Saber and foil fencing and some other stuff. So we do a lot of stuff there.
Really cool. Jedi lightsaber battles?
We don't do lightsaber. Could, I suppose. Well, actually, the head instructor there actually went down to, I think it was Visalia, and did a seminar for the Jedi whatever.
Well, it seems like it would translate.
And it does. It totally translates. So we could teach you some stuff that you could
market
then
as
use
Jedi
for Jedi stuff if you want.
Yes.
So yeah, that's all happening. The podcast is Aikido Discussed, Aikido Fresno or Fresno School of Self-Defense.
Cool.
There it is. All right, now it's up to you.
Oh, man. TheFresno.com. It's my blog for a long time.
Old school blogging.
Try to at least get one post a week. That's always the intention.
Right.
Tuesday or Wednesday, I try to get up a new post. Try to be better about that this year.
There's some good ones.
Once in a while.
And
the most important one this year to me was at Save, the Save Mart at Bulletin West. They fixed it. So I would go in there and the radio would be like, me doing this all the time. And like forever, I'm like, God, you guys, this has to be driving everyone crazy. Am I the one that this is driving crazy?
Right. If I'm the only one who was hearing
this. And I put up a post finally, I was just like, dudes. And then people were like, yeah, me too. I was like, oh, thank God. At least other people were
noticing it, yeah.
And like a couple days later, it was fixed. So I think
that
my
is
post.
So red.
Or I think maybe a couple of the readers were like,
went in
gave
there
him a heads
like,
up.
Hey, like, this dude's talking trash on you guys.
So it was fixed. So now you can go shop at Bullard and West Save Mart, and the radio sounds normal now.
Speaking truth to power.
So
that's
so
awesome.
Things happen.
I love it.
Making things happen.
But there's other stuff. You have a lot of good posts on there. So
blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Also blah blah blah. It's a bunch of blah 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 on there. Also other podcasts.
Other
like
park. Yeah.
The Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour.
Beer, if you like into craft beer, that's a good show. It's a weekly show. There's plenty of Fresno talk along with national beer
stuff,
beer geek stuff. And every Friday. You can find The Perfect Pour on the same place you found this Flowing with the Famous.
It's fun. It's a good listen, I think.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And then there's the occasional shows of Dorktown, which has been off the air for quite a while, but I believe you're still going to hear from Dorktown.
Okay. All right.
Don't think it's gone away.
All right. Very good.
And then
Get off my podcast.
Harrison Ford Show. We just
Very
did
good.
One to start 2019.
Very good.
Just looking ahead of Harrison Ford's year for this year and what he did last year, basically.
What's he got coming up?
Kind of like this show, but only Harrison Ford talking. He's got The Secret Life of Pets 2. He's a voice on The Secret Life of Pets 2.
Right. Yeah,
look for that. And then at the end of the year, he's got a new movie, a remake of what's it called? I always forget it. It's an old book, from like the late 1800s, and where he's a prospector.
Moby Dick.
No. He's a prospector, and he sort of, I don't know, if he befriends like this wolf, and it's a whole thing.
Okay.
But that's a Harrison Ford movie that's coming out. So that's his year, it looks like, because Indiana Jones isn't going to be until 2021. So
all right,
where the hell is it? All right, well I'll find him.
Anyway, put it in the show notes.
It's in the show notes. And what else? Is there anything
else? What else do you do?
That's it.
Any other like recommendations, things you'd like to plug for other people?
Call of the Wild. That's a Harrison. Call of the Wild. It's an old book.
Right. No, that's a classic.
This is a third remake of it.
That is a classic book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Very good. Prospector and a Wolf. Yeah. Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, it is. Prospector and a Wolf. What more you need?
I'm not sure. I'm going to look that up and see if that's how others describe it. But
yep.
Okay. Nothing else?
Nope. Follow me, The Fresnan, on social media.
Twitter and whatnot.
And Joshua Teehee.
Joshua Teehee all over. Yeah. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Let all your Fresno friends know about Flowing with Famous. You're like, oh, you heard this Flowing with Famous.
Have you heard this Fresno podcast?
That's all we need.
All right.
For the year 2019.
2019, looking forward to it. We'll be back here in February where we'll talk about more cool Fresno stuff. Until then, I'm going to count us out. So you can turn this off if you hate this song. 5, 4, 3, 2.